ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
It does indeed. Welcome on in. Week 11 of the NFL season is on tap today. Of course, we've got all the Bears coverage you need throughout the day, starting, of course, with fantasy football conversation with me, Jeff Meller. I'm here until 8 o'clock, as I am every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. during the football season. 312-332-3776, or you can hit me up on X at Jeff underscore Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. If you're unfamiliar with the show, this is where we go through all the latest injury news that you need to be aware of for your fantasy football lineup. Help you set those throughout the show. And then, of course, we'll touch on all the key matchups throughout the day as well. And, of course, get you set for a full broadcast day of Bears football as the Bears head to Detroit to take on the Lions. Full pregame coverage gets blown out starting at 8 o'clock right after this show with Bleck and Abdallah. Of course, Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and Dion Miller will have your network pre starting at 10 a.m., Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee on the call of Bears and Lions. And then Peggy Kaczynski and Yurko will have your post-game show. And then I will be back later tonight with the post-game coverage, along with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee, fresh off of the sidelines from the broadcast. So this is the Fantasy Football Show, as you know, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. And, of course, ETI School of Skilled Trade. All right, Charlie, give me the music as we get things going here today.
Fields rolling left. He's got a man in his face, spinning away from that pressure. Going to find Herbert into the end zone for the touchdown.
All right, a couple of key Bear players there, as you heard in the highlight, returning today. Justin Fields will be under center for the Bears. Coming back from that thumb injury, what to expect? I think we might play this one a little bit cautiously. I am a little bit concerned. I want to kind of see him throw if I can, make sure he's completely back. I don't think the Bears would put him out there unless they were fully confident. So I guess this is me being a little bit more of a cautious player when I kind of lay out how I would approach Justin Fields. More importantly, though, on the other end of that pass, Khalil Herbert coming back for the Bears. This is a bit of a headache if you're a fantasy football player who's been relying on Bears running backs at all. Khalil Herbert was the clear top guy in the pecking order when he was healthy before the ankle injury. And then Deontay Foreman came in with Herbert's injury and really showed the Bears, I think, in some ways, what they were lacking, needing that bell cow back at times. Now, Foreman's not going to see that type of volume that has made him a productive fantasy player over the last few weeks with in Herbert's absence. And so I think it's a bit of a headache when you look at Herbert, Foreman, who you're going to use. You might need to because of the four bye weeks staring us in the face this week. We've got the Saints, Patriots, Colts, and Falcons all on bye this week. So you may be forced into a position where you need to use one of those Bears running backs. But I will say, I honestly don't love using either today. I think they're probably both going to be looking at 10 to 12 touches. Foreman probably going to be the guy in close just because he's been so effective in that role. So I think they obviously hurt each other's roles, and Foreman not really involved in the passing game. So I think it's going to be where they kind of take away from each other. So I don't love either option today with the return of Khalil Herbert. For the Bears, it's great. For fantasy football players, not so hot.
They give it to A-Chan. A-Chan with great speed down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Miami.
All right, so Devon A-Chan makes his return, and man, was he explosive in the three games where he really got some real run for the Dolphins this season. Was just dynamic, and so if you have him, get him back into your lineup. He was very effective, even in limited touches. He's just a home run hitter, and I think you need to have him in your lineup for the most part. Will also, in a similar fashion to what I was just talking about with Herbert and Foreman, you're going to see Raheem Mostert take a bit of a hit Jeff Wilson is also back in the Dolphins lineup. He wasn't when Devon Achane went crazy in September. And you've even got Selvin Ahmed, who is lurking a little bit as well. So I think Mike McDaniel is not going to hesitate to give all the Dolphins running backs some opportunities here. But Devon Achane, the must play, of course, because of his explosive ability.
Downfield, Keenan caught, touchdown! Touchdown, Chargers! 29 yards, Herbert to Keenan.
Keenan Allen left last week's game with a shoulder injury, later diagnosed as an AC joint. But he also returned in that same game to catch a touchdown. I believe it was the one you heard right there. The second touchdown for him in that game against the Lions last week. So Keenan Allen looks like, even though he's listed as questionable, Adam Schefter reporting earlier this morning that he's expected to go for the Chargers. So obviously you're using him. How about in the Houston Texans Cardinals game? We got a couple of Texans to keep our eye on.
Here's Pierce running left. Pierce to the goal line. Pierce is in. Touchdown, Houston. 1 yard TD run for Damian Pierce. Finally in the end zone. And he throws downfield over the middle. And he's got a man, Brown. Left side, 50, 40. Left sideline. Full throttle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Fighting for the goal line. And he's got it. Touchdown, Houston, rock and roll.
Rock and roll, Noah Brown, the last couple weeks. He's been awesome. However, from Adam Schefter, not likely to play today. They're still hoping that maybe he can try and give it a go in pregame warmups to assess it. But whenever Adam Schefter comes out on a Saturday, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and says that player not likely to go, I'd be surprised if we see Noah Brown. Now, maybe that offers a little bit of clarity for the Houston Texans wide receiver depth chart. Nico Collins is returning to the lineup this week. We saw Robert Woods return as well. Of course, Tank Dell has been in the lineup and has been productive. So with those three at hand and with Noah Brown looking a little gimpy with that knee injury right now, wouldn't be surprised at all if Noah Brown does sit this game out, and I would not be using Noah Brown this week, even if he is active. I am a little bit concerned about the fact that they're even questioning it. So if for some reason we found out late that Noah Brown was active, I would be hesitant to use him today.
Stafford ready, calls for the snap. Here comes the rush. He throws right side alone. It's Puka at the five to the end zone. A walk-off winner. Puka Nacua in overtime. 22 yards to get the Rams to 2-2.
All right, so it's been a while since we've seen Matt Stafford, and he is expected to be back this week, and that is very good news for Puka Nacua, as you heard right there, and Cooper Kupp as well, because the Rams offense really was not very effective without Matthew Stafford back when Brett Rypien was the man who filled in. So ineffective, in fact, that the Rams decided they needed to go ahead and sign Carson Wentz off of the free agent scrap heap because they were just so unimpressed with what they saw from Brett Rypien. So Stafford back gives the Rams receiving options, hopefully their mojo back. I would expect them to have solid games this week against the Seattle Seahawks because that secondary, even though the Will Witherspoon from Illinois, even though he's been really good this year, the secondary as a whole has not been great. Meanwhile, for the Seahawks on offense,
play fake by Geno. Going to look to the end zone. Going to lay it up over the top to Tyler. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Now, this one is tricky because Adam Schefter did say that they're expecting Tyler Lockett to play today with a hamstring injury. But within the last few hours, he added some more context. Another source, this is from Adam Schefter, another source said the Seahawks still want to work out Tyler Lockett pregame before deciding if he will be able to go because it is a hamstring injury and he did not practice this week. But Lockett has a history of playing with and through this specific injury. So, don't love that update. And here is the kicker. It is a 325 game. So with four teams already on bye, A lot of games in the early afternoon. We're talking 8 noon games. There's not a whole lot of options to turn to in the event that Tyler Lockett is a late afternoon scratch. So I'd play it cautiously. Make sure you have somebody as an alternative to go with in the event you want to wait out Tyler Lockett. Otherwise, I'd probably just use somebody from one of those noon games and not really chance it. How about, speaking of noon games, a return for a fantasy football tight end darling.
Pickett under center on first and 10. He's 3 for 3 on the drive. Two receivers right. Here's the snap. Pickett back on a play fake. Rolls left, throws. End zone caught. Touchdown Steelers. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end. It's his second touchdown catch of the year. And the Steelers have expanded the lead.
And the Steelers have activated Pat Freiermuth from injured reserve, so he'll be back in action. If you need some tight end help, especially because maybe you've been relying on Taysom Hill, specifically if you listen to this show, you might have him on your roster. So if you've been relying on Taysom Hill as your tight end, if you need an option today, Pat Freiermuth, check your waiver wire. He was still available in, I think, like 40% of leagues the last I checked, so very good chance he could be available in your league if you need some help at the tight end position. And then meanwhile, on the other side of the ball in that same game in Cleveland.
From the 13th, second down, it's a draw. Here comes Watson running. 10, corner, 5, touchdown!
As you know by now, Deshaun Watson is done for the season with that broken shoulder bone. Never good when you have a broken bone, and the throwing shoulder makes things difficult. He's been placed on injured reserve, so he is done. And the Browns have determined that they've seen enough of P.J. Walker, just like the Bears did in preseason. So they're going to go with Dorian Thompson-Robinson as the starter. He's a explosive, dynamic athlete. He had a very good preseason for the Browns, but then when he had an opportunity to come in and start for Deshaun Watson back in early October, he was not good. He threw 3 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times, and they went to P.J. Walker in that event. But that was also an odd situation because Dorian Thompson-Robinson was thrust in as the starter without knowing that he was going to play all week. So he had basically been taking, you know, the very minimal backup reps during practice that week when he found out a couple hours before the game started that he was going to start. So I think with the opportunity to get him ready for this week, the Browns think there's a little bit more, and perhaps they can get him back to playing closer to the way he looked in preseason, which would certainly be good news for all the Browns skill players. Guys like Amari Cooper, David Njoku are your biggest, would be your biggest benefactors if Dorian Thompson-Robinson could show that he is a competent NFL quarterback. But I'm a little bit wait and see mode here for myself before I necessarily want to use Cooper or Njoku. Meanwhile, the running backs, you know, Jerome Ford, Kareem Hunt, maybe you've been working with them a little bit again, especially 4 teams on bye, Jonathan Taylor being a guy, a couple of, you know, Bijan Robinson as well, Alvin Kamara. So a lot of good running backs on bye. You might be looking to use Ford or Hunt. I think the Browns are going to try and lean on them. The Steelers, you can certainly run on them defensively, so I think you're probably going to see quite a few touches for both Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt, but I would try and avoid using the Browns pass catchers until we see Dorian Thompson-Robinson look like he's competent. All right, so there you go. There are all the key injury news and notes you need to be aware of, and aside from that, now, my friends, it is your turn. 312-332-3776. This is where we turn the show over to you. Take your questions and answer them all with impeccable advice, I promise. I'm Jeff Meller. This is ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cousins play action. Rolls out to the right. Pumps. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Justin Jefferson.
Alexander Mattison motions across the formation. Cousins will throw it to him. Caught at the 5. He stumbles his way to the 2. He bullies his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
Come over here.
had to play a couple of Vikings highlights because I omitted them in the opening segment. Justin Jefferson and Alexander Mattison. Case of one in, one out. Justin Jefferson has not been activated from injured reserve. Still dealing with that hamstring injury. The Vikings are hopeful that he will make his return next Monday night when they host your Chicago Bears right here. You'll hear that game right here on ESPN Chicago. Alexander Mattison, though, has cleared concussion protocol and is expected to play today, which does put a bit of a hitch in one of the players who I was kind of excited to see, and that being Ty Chandler, who I thought with an increased workload could have a very big day today against the Denver Broncos, but with Alexander Mattison likely back and in the lineup on Sunday Night Football, don't love that. I still wouldn't be surprised to see Ty Chandler get more touches than Mattison because he showed that he had some juice last week when he finally had some opportunities, did score a touchdown. But Alexander Mattison being back, I think, puts this in a, you know, you're going to see a split backfield in all likelihood in Minnesota. So that is good news, though, for Mattison owners who were, again, potentially relying on him with so many injury or so many teams on bye with good running backs. So Mattison in, Jefferson not back just yet, but Vikings expect to have him back next week against the Bears. All right, 312-332-3776. That's how you get in and fire your question at me. Let's start with Tom, who is in Bridgeport. Tommy, what's up, my man?
Good morning, Jeff. How you doing today?
Doing well.
I'm in a kind of predicament with my quarterback when I lost Cousins, so I picked up Will Levis. Mm-hmm. But a guy dropped Derek Carr. I know he's kind of banged up when he's up on bye. Should I pick him up over Levis or...
Just for...
There's not too many quarterbacks out there. Drop Levis and pick up Derek Carr.
This one's tough. I think, yeah, Tom, I think if you're, you know, if you want a little bit more certainty here going forward, Carr would probably be a little bit safer. But there's very...
I could play two quarterbacks in my league.
Okay, super flex there. Listen, Tom, here's what I would... Is there any way you can grab Carr without dropping Levis?
Is there another... No, because I got Mahomes.
But there, can you only carry two quarterbacks?
Only carry two quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah. Boy. I think, you know what, Tom? I would actually leave Carr out on the waiver wire. Roll with Levis this week and see how he does against Jacksonville.
I can't do nothing next week because I know they're going to be gone with all these injuries with Joe Burrow and that. You know what I mean? So I know he's going to be gone.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, Carr's got limited upside and he's banged up. I don't love, you know, his... With Taysom Hill stealing so many goal line touches and stuff, I think I actually, as I talk this through, I'd probably just roll with Will Levis. And try and see what his upside could be.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. Let's try Ali, who's in Rogers Park. Ali, what's up, bud?
What's up, Jeff? How's it going, man?
Going well.
Love your show, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I have a QB dilemma, which I think is a dilemma. I don't know if it is or not. So I am questioning whether I should start Josh Allen over Brock Purdy, and then with that, I don't know what to do given that Allen has been inconsistent, throwing interceptions almost every game.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a question about Ja'Marr Chase. You know, I know I brought up trading him like almost 4 or 5 weeks back, but is it inevitable now that I should look to put him on the trade block?
So here's, first off, let's tackle the quarterback question. I'd still start Josh Allen. I get it. Like, I guess unless Ali, your league is extra punitive when it comes to interception subtraction.
They're not.
Yeah. So
no,
that's the one thing.
Horrible.
Oftentimes, what you'll see is that quarterbacks who end up throwing lots of interceptions for fantasy purposes, they don't actually hurt themselves too much point-wise because, like, a lot of times what it'll just result in more passing yards down the stretch as they try and bring their teams back. So it's not ideal because Josh Allen will pile up some numbers when he's not throwing interceptions, but I don't think the interceptions in most fantasy formats hurt you too much. I get it. The Jets are not a great matchup, but Brock Purdy... You know, if the 49ers get things rolling, they could run the ball a lot. And you never quite know what you're going to get with Purdy. So Josh Allen is too good. I'm not benching him, Ali. I could see the reason why, but it just it's my philosophy. There's certain guys, my certain studs, I do not bench. Josh Allen is one of them. So, and as far as Ja'Marr Chase goes, it's a fair question, Ali. I think a lot of people are going to be dealing with this issue. The question is, what's the return for you? You're going to shop him around, and nobody is going to be very excited about trading for Ja'Marr Chase without Joe Burrow for the rest of the season. Everybody probably got a look at Jake Browning on Thursday Night Football, and you know he made a nice throw where he just tossed it up. It ended up going out of bounds, and he threw a ball late in the game that Ja'Marr Chase snagged for a garbage time touchdown. But I just don't think most players are going to trade a lot for Ja'Marr Chase, and chances are, unless you hear a name that really excites you, I'm trying to think, like, who would be a fair one-to-one trade? You know, if someone wanted to trade you Devontae Smith for Ja'Marr Chase, would you do it? I mean, Devontae Smith hasn't, you know, blown the doors off anybody this season either. Maybe with Dallas Goedert out, he sees some increased targets, but honestly, I doubt most players are going to trade enough for people to want to part with Ja'Marr Chase. That's the way it goes. If you get an offer you really like, then fine, go ahead and do it. I can understand trying to, you know, get out of the Bengals right now, but ultimately, I don't think you're going to see the return that you want that's going to make it worthwhile. Let's try Matt, who is in Northbrook on the Fantasy Football Show. Matt, what's up, man? Matty? Hey, Matt. No, Matt. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. I know Dave is always there and ready to go when I go to him. What's up, Dave?
Not much. How are you today, Jeff?
Doing well. You never let me down. I know you're always there for me.
Thank you. I need one of these four for PPR, and yeah, of course, two of them are very questionable. Well, one's questionable, and the other one, like you said, is Madison coming back. I have Lockett, Madison, Gabe Davis, and Samuel. And real quick, Pittsburgh or Washington D?
So do you need one of those, Dave, first? Before the
one of those four, yeah.
So I think I'm going with Debo in that scenario.
No, that's Curtis. I'm sorry, Curtis. Sorry, Jeff.
No. That's why, you know, I'm glad you clarified, because yeah, that would have made it way too easy. Yeah, not so happy about the idea of Curtis Samuel. Boy, I think now, see, Gabe Davis against the Jets, I do not like as much as I'm okay using Josh Allen. So I would not use him. I don't think I'd use Curtis Samuel. Honestly, because of their game times, I'd go with Lockett, and if he's inactive, I would just pivot to Alexander Madison.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and then I would go with the Steelers defense over Washington.
What I was leaning to, yeah.
They both have good matchups against the quarterbacks that you want to take on, and oftentimes that's kind of the strategy I invoke is trying to pick on bad quarterbacks. And so, you know, I think you've got the perfect scenario. You've got the Steelers against Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who we kind of laid out earlier. And then you've got the Commanders against Tommy DeVito. Both are nice, but with the Commanders having dealt away, you know, both Montez Sweat and Chase Young, I don't know if I love their defense as much as I did in the past. So I'd use the Steelers.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today with your games, buddy.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, as always. Thanks to Dave for waking up. Let's try CJ, another regular who's in Shanahan. What's up, Siege?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I got a half PPR question for you. I got Brian Robinson Jr. or Raheem Mostert.
All right. So I think this one's, I feel pretty clear. I would use Brian Robinson. I didn't mention him yet because I don't think it affected a lot of people. Didn't think I needed to. But Antonio Gibson is out today for the Commanders. So I think we've already been trending in that direction where it's been primarily Brian Robinson's backfield. He's getting closer and closer to bell cow back status, which is very few and far between in the NFL these days. You know, you've got McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley and maybe Josh Jacobs, and that's about it when you come to the guys who we could see that for Brian Robinson, at least for this week. So definitely use him, especially with Achan coming back. That will hurt Mostert a little bit. So I think Brian Robinson Jr. is a pretty easy call.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today for you.
Thanks, man. You too. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville, speaking of Devon Achan. What's going on, Scotty?
Hey, how we doing? I got four running backs. I need two, and it's a full PPR.
Okay.
And in the beginning of the week, I had Tony Pollard and Devon Achane in.
Mm-hmm.
Pollard's the one who's been making me nervous. I thought last week with the Giants I would get something.
Yes.
He's had like three dogs. The other two guys I could put in if I swapped him out, because the more I'm thinking about Devon, I think he's going to be, he only needs like 10, 12 good touches, and he can get you great points. So I think I'll leave him in.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talk about him earlier. But I also have James Conner and Jaylen Warren, who I keep putting off to the side like
yes.
a backup. But, God, is he starting to look good. And he put up points against Baltimore. So I guess what I'm saying is just two out of those four, full PPR. Like I said, I have Tony and Devon in there, but I don't know if you think I should swap out or do you like those two for running backs?
Oh, yeah. No, and so this is, you know, Pollard's – listen.
He's the one that's making me
– I was going to say, you're listen, Scott, you and every fantasy owner who has Tony Pollard has been losing their mind all year, and if you're still getting by, I get it. I think I would – so Achane's in. We agree on that. That's a no-brainer. And then it comes down to you need two or just one more?
No, just one. I have Tony in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like James Conner. I don't know if James Conner on the road against Houston.
Yeah, he's the one who's I leave him on the bench pretty easily. For me, it's Pollard versus Warren here. And
okay.
You're right. Like, you know, the Steelers have come out now and they've basically anointed Jaylen Warren as the starter, but that doesn't mean that Najee Harris is not going to get plenty of touches as well. So in this case, because it is a very difficult matchup against the Browns, I think I'd still go with Pollard for one more week against the Panthers, Scott. Admitting that it's not necessarily based on what I've seen from Pollard, and I'm concerned, but I think it's a tough matchup for Warren against the Browns this week. So
yeah.
I think I'd use Pollard one more week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, man. Let's go out to Schaumburg and say good morning to Gerald. What's going on, Gerald?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in a PPR league, and I need three wide receivers from this group.
Mm-hmm.
Puka, Cooper, Waddle, Myers, Ridley, and Dell.
And you said you need two of those?
Three.
Oh, three. Okay. So Jaylen Waddle, I'm using him for sure. Puka for sure. And then, boy, Ridley's been a disaster all season long.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm taking Cooper off today because of DTR as the Browns quarterback. So it comes down to Ridley versus Dell for me. Just because Myers, since Aiden O'Connell's taken over, haven't seen as much from Myers as we saw early in the year, so I'm okay putting him on the bench. So it's Ridley versus Dell, Gerald. And
I've got Strom as my Stroud. My quarterback.
Yeah, then I like the idea of going with the combo. I think I'd use Dell over Ridley.
Perfect. Thanks so much, buddy.
No problem, Gerald. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 312-332-3776. I see people calling in now. So we got a couple lines open. If you want to jump on in, we got about 30 minutes left taking your fantasy football questions, talking about it with you right here on ESPN 1000.
The Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is The Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
It's going to be every single week, it's going to be someone different. So I'm sorry to all you fantasy football guys, but it's going to come from everywhere. So you're going to have to kind of choose the right guy every week.
Now, that was Patrick Mahomes at the beginning of last season, not even this season, when he threw out that warning the first year after Tyreek Hill. And last year, it was okay. He had Juju Smith-Schuster, who stepped into that second wide receiver role. This year, though, the Kansas City Chiefs have not really provided an adequate second receiving option outside of Travis Kelce. It's been a nightmare if you've been trying to roll with whether it was Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney or Marquez Valdes-Scantling. It's actually been Rashee Rice who has actually had the most receiving yards after Travis Kelce. Rice has 378 receiving yards on 32 catches, 4 touchdowns. That's really not startable in fantasy. I wonder, and I'm really excited because I feel like this matchup we have on Monday Night Football between the Chiefs hosting the Eagles. You've got the Super Bowl rematch. You've got the Chiefs at 7-2 hosting the Eagles at 8-1. So it's going to be a fantastic matchup. I cannot wait for tomorrow night. Perfect cap to what should be a good weekend of football. And I'm curious now, out of the bye, is there going to be a second wide receiver who steps in? And I would bet that it would be Rashee Rice, you know, having had now a bye week as well. Will they look to work him in a little bit more? Will there be a second wide receiver to emerge from the Chiefs? If we don't see one tomorrow night, that's it. I don't think there's anybody you can really feel comfortable with from the Chiefs receiving core if we don't see it coming out of the bye tomorrow night against an Eagles pass defense that has been allowing a lot of passing yards on them. So we'll see. Cannot wait for that matchup, though, tomorrow night on ESPN. Chiefs hosting the Eagles Super Bowl rematch. And, of course, the real reason we're all tuning in, the Kelces will be meeting the Swifts, Taylor's parents meeting Travis's parents for the first time with Jason hanging out on the field. So families, Kelce and Swift, they're kind of like American royalty at this point, it feels like. So that also will be a side story tomorrow night. Cannot wait for that game. 312-332-3776. Back to the phones we go. Let's try Eric, who is in Long Grove. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, good morning. Need 3 of 5 running backs. Herbert against Detroit, Madison against Denver, Warren against Cleveland, James Cook against the Jets, and Rashad White against San Francisco. Beautiful matchups.
Huh? I'm so, you said you need 2, Eric?
3.
3. Okay, let's... I'm taking Cook out. Don't like the matchup at all against the Jets. So I'm taking Cook out pretty easily. I'm going... Actually, I think it actually kind of is clear for me. I like Warren, Rashad White. You have to use the way he's been used by the Bucs lately. Yep. And then I think I'd go back to Khalil Herbert today. I still think he'll see the most... He's likely to see the most carries. And I'm a little bit... You have good options, so I'm a little bit concerned about how often Madison will get carries tonight. So I think it's a pretty easy call for me.
All right, thank you, sir.
No problem. Thanks for the call, E. Appreciate it. Let's try Ruben, who's in Prospect Heights. What's up, Ruben?
How's it going, Jeff? How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
I tried to reach out to you on Twitter this morning, but I figured, you know what? I'm just going to call.
There you go. It's a radio show, call-in show. It's the perfect way to get a hold of me, Ruben.
But there you go.
You know what? While you give me the opening, I will mention anybody who does, if you hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, that's M-E-L-L-E-R, I try and answer those as well. As long as you get me those questions by 11 a.m., I'll usually get you an answer back before kickoff. So thanks for the opening there, Ruben.
No problem. All right, Jeff. So I got Jalen Hurts or C.J. Stroud. That's my quarterback situation. And then I also have – I need 3 of 4 running backs. I have Javonte Williams, Denver. I have DeAndre Swift, Derrick Henry, and Devon Achane. So I need 3 of those 4. I know you're high on Achane, obviously, but, I mean, I feel like Javonte Williams from Denver has been really balling out.
He has.
I need a little bit of help here, man.
All right, so first off, Ruben, unless I assume you get 4 points for a passing touchdown?
Yeah, Pete, okay. Yeah.
So then I'm still using Hurts. That the only situation where I would consider Stroud over Hurts is leagues where you get 6 points for a passing touchdown. But Hurts with the rushing, it's too hard to get away from. I think the probabilities, you know, it's in his favor that he's going to get a short touchdown or two rushing, which is just, you know, it's hard to make up those extra couple points. So I go with Hurts. I think we're going to see a shootout tomorrow night. And then 3 of those running backs, you're right, Achane, I'm using. I think he's too explosive not to. In fact, I would I think Javonte Williams, you're right. He'd be the guy who's the odd man out for me of those 4 that you mentioned, Swift, Henry, Achane, and Williams. I'd leave Williams on the bench. But if you really, really were like, I really want to use him, honestly, I think Swift would be the guy who I would leave out if you really were like, I want to use Williams. But I would use the other 3, Ruben.
And that's exactly where I was going to. Honestly, Jeff, I was really thinking about taking out Swift and putting in Achane, because I mean, I don't want to leave Derrick Henry out, because he can go off for a 80-yard touchdown at any time. So I'm just like, that's yeah. a really big dilemma and for me, but I appreciate it. Jeff.
And I'll give you one more thought on my philosophy here, too, is because you have Hurts, you know he's looking at the goal line carries more than likely, and with the, obviously, the tush push, it's unstoppable, and that does limit DeAndre Swift's upside in some ways. So if you want to really go for the home run week, you know, with the maximize your potential, I think Swift's the one guy who is limited by Hertz's touchdowns. It'll keep down his score. So I would be okay keeping him on the bench this week. Let's try Paul in Lockport. What's going on, Paulie?
Hey, happy football Sunday, Jeff.
Oh, it's always a beautiful football Sunday, Paul.
Yes, it is. So I have a couple questions here. I have Godwin and Samuel. Mm-hmm. I need one more out of Rice or Ridley. And then I have a running back question, Connor or Rashad White.
So you're asking Rashid Rice or Calvin Ridley, correct?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, even though, so I just laid out, you know, obviously I'm curious to see what happens with Rice, but, and it's interesting because Doug Peterson came out this week and said Trevor Lawrence, his knee injury that he's dealing with has really kind of limited their offense, and you wonder if that's also playing a little bit of a role. Although I will say Calvin Ridley, if you look at some of the advanced numbers, he's seeing more press coverage than any other receiver in the league. That's something he struggles with. So you wonder if the Jags are finding it hard to get him the ball in these situations. I'd be okay gambling on Rashee Rice kind of coming out of the bye, seeing if we see an increased role from him, just because at this point Ridley hasn't compelled me enough to feel like I have to start him. So I think I'd lean Rice this week.
Okay, that's what I was doing.
All right.
And then Connor or White, Rashad White?
I think I'm using White. Just he's seeing so much volume in their backfield right now. So I think I'd go with Rashad White there, Paul.
All right. Hey, thank you. Good luck.
No problem. Thanks for the call. Let's try Tommy, who's in Park Ridge. What's up, Tommy?
How you doing?
Doing good.
The last 2 weeks, I've been flipping back and forth between Dak Prescott and C.J. Stroud, and I haven't hit on their big days. Who is my better option this week?
Yeah, that's, you know, and I will say, this is where I generally, this week I'm using Dak Prescott. He's really been, he's been in a great rhythm, and it's hard for me to get away from him right now. I get it, but C.J. Stroud still, you know, still a rookie, and even though there's been, you know, the 1 week obviously where he set the records, passing yards records, and had 5 touchdowns in that game, stood out obviously. But I still think I trust Dak Prescott in the way the Cowboys' offense is rolling, especially against Carolina this week. So I would use Dak, Tommy, and then. Did you have a running back question as well?
So I have a flex option right now. It's really Khalil Herbert, Romeo Doubs, and then Ty Chandler. I had Justin Jefferson, but he would have been in my flex, and now I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah, so this is, okay. I personally would, I think I'd gamble because it's a little bit of, you know, unknown here. I think I'd go with Ty Chandler against the Broncos. I think... And this, we could be proven completely wrong when we start watching the game tonight. Alexander Mattison might be back in the lead back, and like nothing happened. But I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Chandler have more carries this week and against the Broncos' run defense, which is bad. I would want to use him, and with Khalil Herbert kind of, you know, dealing with Deonte Foreman as well, so it's not like he's going to go see 20 carries himself. So I would try for the Ty Chandler. I'd roll with him this week.
Yeah, I was leaning towards that, and I also am a boomer bust situation because I'm a borderline playoff player contender.
Yeah,
so
kind of
I'd rather take the risk.
Yeah, I'd say swing for the fences with Ty Chandler. I think he's got a chance to kind of take over at least as the lead back for the Vikings. If he does well this week. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go before Black and Abdallah take over with your Bears-Lions pregame coverage starting at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Meller. This is ESPN Chicago.
The Fantasy Football Show is back. with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like, if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I got no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
I just want to say thanks to the fine folks at Tullamore Dew, the presenting sponsor of the Fantasy Football Show, and of course ETI School of Skilled Trade as well for bringing you this fabulous program. Here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. talking fantasy football. Don't forget, I will be back on the post-game show breaking down Bears and Lions along with Jason McKee, fresh from the sidelines of that game, and Pat the Designer as well. We're with you 2 hours after the game wraps, after every Bears game, talking about it with you here on ESPN 1000. But before we get there, don't forget Black and Abdallah starting at 8 o'clock with the pregame coverage. You'll have Sylvie Lance Briggs and Dion Miller from 10 to noon. Of course, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee will be on the call for your Bears-Lions game. And then when that wraps, you've got Peggy and Yurko leading into us on the post-game. All right, 312-332-3776. Let's get after it here. Lewis is in Columbus. What do you got, Lou?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Doing well.
Great job as always. So I'm trying to get ready for the playoffs here. I'm doing pretty good at 7-3, and I got six running backs. I'm kind of hoping to move one of them to upgrade my wide receiver room, just to kind of, I worry a little bit about Keenan Allen with that shoulder injury.
Fair.
Long term. So I got Pollard, who's obviously been terrible this year. Mm-hmm. Gibbs has been pretty good. Robinson, Jones, Mostert, and then I got Tyron Williams on the IR.
Okay.
So I'm curious, like, who would you move and who would you target? Oh, my God, my daughter.
That's all right. No worries. Here's the thing, Lewis. It's hard for me to tell you specifically who to target. I would kind of stay away from guys like Chase. You know, like, those are guys who I don't want to trade. If somebody's in a spot with like an AJ Brown or a CeeDee Lamb and they need some running back help, I would basically go to them and be like, hey, who on my roster do you like? You know, which guy is the most appealing to you? And let's get, you know, and if you have to throw in, you know, a lesser wide receiver, but with one of those running backs, maybe you can make a 2-for-1 swap. If someone's willing to do that to trade away one of those studs, that's kind of like where my mind goes. A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, maybe Tyreek Hill, or even Stephon Diggs, even though it's been a bad week, this might be the time to move on Diggs as well. So I would basically go shopping all those guys, Lou, and say, okay, who do you want? Who entices you the most? And I'd be willing to move basically whatever running back they wanted to get the deal done. Let's try Isaac, who's in Denver. Ike, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Love your show.
Thanks for
taking my call. Bear down. Excited to see Fields back today.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he can make some magic with DJ Moore, because I've had him, and it's been a rough, barren wasteland. But I'll get quick to it so you can get the other guys. I need three of these five for half-point PPR league. I got Rashee Rice, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Dalton Schultz, and Quentin Johnston. I'm leaning Rashee Rice, DJ Moore, and Deontay, but I thought maybe Dalton Schultz because of
guys. Yeah, I think Moore and Deontay Johnson are the locks, and that's kind of where I was, you know, not getting caught up, but just thinking it through. Schultz versus Rice. I think Rice is kind of the upside play. Again, the Eagles are a defense that oftentimes gets passed on quite a bit. So I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of Rice, especially because, Isaac, it's only a half-point PPR. In a full-point PPR, I'd probably say Schultz. In a half-point, though, I think I might roll with Rice because I think the touchdown opportunities might be there for him.
Awesome. Love it, Jeff. Right. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, my man. All right. And so I see Black and Abdallah waiting in the wings. That means we are rolling up here quickly on that time of the show.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
This is the two-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the two-minute warning.
All right, fast and furious here, folks, so try and get them in quickly. Let's try John and Velpo. What do you got, John?
Yeah, Nico Collins or Tyler Lockett in a half
half PPR. I don't have the luxury of waiting for the pregame
to
unlock it.
You know what, John? That's okay. I wouldn't. I would use Nico Collins anyway over Tyler Lockett. Okay. So you're good there. Let's try Will, who's in Mason City, Iowa. Will, what's up, bud?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? Got Justin Herbert as my starter. He's been good for me, but playing against Keenan Allen, kind of nervous about the points there. Mm-hmm. I got Russell Wilson on my bench.
Yeah, I'm still going to use Justin Herbert over him, Will. I get it. But I do think, as the one caller mentioned, with the shoulder injury, wouldn't be surprised if we see some of the other Charger receivers have bigger days today. So I would use Justin Herbert. Let's try Paul, who also has a quarterback question, coincidentally enough, against a game we're very intrigued by here locally. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good.
I got Justin Fields and Jared Goff.
So, Paul, I would use Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff at home is somebody who is usually somebody you want to use. So I would use him. I'm going to have to zip through the rest by myself. Eric in Long Grove wanted to know Justin Herbert or C.J. Stroud. You know, in that scenario, I would actually use Stroud over Herbert, Eric. James in New Lenox needed a flex. He said Hollywood Brown, Curtis Samuel, JSN. Smith and Jigba, Chase Hubbard, Chandler, Henderson. You got a lot going on there, James. Of those options, I would use Hollywood Brown with Kyler Murray back under center for the Cardinals. James in Lansing wanted to know Isaiah Pacheco or Tank Dell, Davante Adams, Curtis Samuel. I assume it's Curtis and not Debo, James. I would use Adams first, Pacheco second if you needed to. And then Mike in Woodstock wanted to know Raheem Mostert or Kelvin Ridley. I would go with Mostert there, Mikey. All right, so that's going to about do it for us, folks. Thanks for listening, as always. Again, every Sunday morning during the football season, 7 to 8 a.m., talking fantasy football with you. Thanks to Charlie Bevins and Sean Graney for producing. Black and Abdallah up next with your Bears and Lions pregame coverage. Again, I'm back for post-postgame 2 hours after the game wraps. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Miller, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Miller brings you informed fantasy advice every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago.